It's a great game. Two teams in good form, and they're always tense games. They're always exciting, and there's always a lot of stakes. So no, we look forward to it.
That's one of them where, you know, yourself, your first game against them, last minute heartbreak. I'm not saying you're out for revenge for that result, but you just want to keep the run that you're on going.
That's it. It was a tough night. Obviously, we've hit the post in the 86th minute to go 2-1 up, and they've gone down the other end and scored. And they were good that night. There's no getting away from it. They were very good, and we know what they expect. I think for me personally, it's the best Finn Harps team in my time involved with the League of Ireland. So we respect them as a very, very good team, and we'll plan. We'll do all our preparation work. They try and go there and pick up 3 points.
It's one of them. Harps are sort of, everybody's sort of under the radar and all this, but they keep going down and getting big results, which they did at Tala. Everybody's 1,000 fans, first game for Rovers. They get a result down there.
No, I think that people are very aware within the league that Finn Harps are a very good side, and everyone gives them good respect, and they're able to attract really good players to the club now. They're obviously, they're bringing in higher quality players over the last year or two, and it's paying dividends for them, and they're winning games, and they're picking up results in difficult venues as well.
From your point of view, it's a case of now you're coming closer to the transfer window, and we want to add your squad, did you strengthen the squad, but it's one of them you're going, right, can we get the another couple of games and then start adding to my squad? And that's another big one that the players have now.
It's a huge game. As I said, I've gone on. July is a difficult window, especially if you're looking for League of Ireland experience, because no one's letting their better. Like, it's just the way it is. It's a difficult window, but we are working hard behind the scenes to just give this squad a wee bit of depth and firepower. So listen, we'll see where we go with it. But as I said previously, and I'm saying it again, is that this group of players are given everything every day, and that's all I can ask for as a manager.
From your point of view, away from home, particularly down the grass pitch, I haven't been down at Bally Buffet a couple of weeks ago, or a number of weeks ago now, and I think the pitch is like a billiard table. It's looking really well. Not normally like Finn Harps, they know themselves, but it's looking really well.
It suits them as well, because they've got really good players. I think that's not a thing anymore, where you go to Finn Park and you know it's going to be a muddy putt. That's not the way it is there anymore. They've got good players, they're doing things right there, which is brilliant, and Ollie Horgan's done a great job there, so along with Paul obviously, and they've brought in good players who can play, and they've also still kept their previous sort of people that can dig in as well. So they've a good blend of good experienced players who know their way about the league, but also they've got quality in and around that as well.
And you picked up obviously last month equaliser, but that sort of momentum still going, be getting that last month equaliser against Bowes.
Our last two games, Drogheda away and Bohemians at home, two teams really in form, really really in form, and we've taken 4 points from them two games, so we're delighted with that, and hopefully, as you said, we can keep up that momentum.